News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Stress seems to be the norm for most of us as we juggle family, careers, and even politics. Stress has been linked to heart disease, high blood pressure, and even premature death. What if there were some simple steps you could take to de-stress your life? Boy, wouldn't we love that. Our next guest is a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist, author, lecturer, and expert in integrative medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jim Lavelle. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome to the show, Doc.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing great. You know, we've covered a lot of topics and ailments that don't really apply to all of our listeners, but there's one thing we can all relate to, and that's stress, especially me and Melanie today at To Your Good Health Radio. You know, there's an old saying. Whatever could go wrong has gone wrong, so we need your help, so I'm glad you're here as the second segment. And, you know, there's an old saying, don't sweat the small stuff, but, you know, that's easier said than done. How do we not sweat the big stuff and the small stuff?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting, but, you know, it's easy for us to tell people, well, just take a deep breath, and yes, breath work does work, and maybe go to yoga class does work, but the other issue is that, you know, people are today are getting so inundated with stressors, so whether it's my email's down, my email's up, I didn't Instagram, I, you know, whatever it is, it fires up their nervous system. And one of the big things, right, I've been an advocate for a long time is in addition to looking at lifestyle, getting enough sleep, understanding stress, doing behavior modification, you know, I think people need to look at, how do I nourish my body too? You know, the biggest herb that's been used in every culture since the beginning of record pharmacology, so this is from the earliest time of being written, were the herbs in the category of adaptogens. And I think, right, people are discovering that adaptogens are kind of important. That, you know, people have used herbs to help quell chronic stress for a long time.
Right. That makes sense. And, you know, we talk about chronic stress or the stress of the day. And stress really affects people differently. You know, on a 1 to 10, being in traffic creates a 10-level stress for some, while others just relax and say, I'll listen to the radio during the long wait. I've always believed, don't stress about things you can't change. What can people do to shake things off? Should they count to 10, take a deep breath, visualize happy images? Is there one particular thing to help those in traffic maybe right now that are hitting their steering wheel?
The easiest one is to learn how to do a deep breath, right? I mean, for the longest time, I've taught people, you know, take a real deep diaphragmatic breath, get that air down low into the belly, hold it for a count, breathe out really slow, you know, and try to reprogram. And what that really does, it's interesting, but when you start to expand your lungs and really get deep breath, is that it literally resets something called your vagal tone. You know, and your, right, vagal tone, basically, when you get really nervous and you're continually under the white white tiger and you're under the gun, is that your nervous system gets stuck. And you start to create shallower breaths and you don't oxygenate your tissues as well. And so when you do that deep breath work, you're sitting there in traffic, that works really well. I think the big thing that people don't understand, though, is that when you're under chronic stress, it starts to shift the chemistry of your body and can lead to things like the flattening of your cortisol curve during your day, meaning your body gets stuck in this rhythm of high-performance stress. When you flatten your cortisol curve, it leads you to higher risk for things like insulin-resistant heart disease and even cancer. And that's why it's important that people understand that, you know, you want to take strategies on that help you manage your stress.
Right. You know, I read that over 70% of doctor visits in America are stress-related. Share with us some of the physical effects stress can have on the body. Some of them we don't even realize.
So I think the big ones that people don't realize is it's that thing, hey, I'm not thinking as sharp as I used to. When people come into my clinic, I'll say to them, well, you know, you feel like you're pushing a thought through Jell-O. And they go, oh, my God, how did you know that? That's exactly how I've been feeling. Chronic stress and elevations in cortisol cause disturbances in memory. The other thing that happens is you start to lose minerals. So, you know, cortisol, when you release the stress hormone cortisol, you spill more magnesium and potassium out of your tissues, and literally, you excrete it out through your urine. And that leads to problems with things like, hey, how do my muscles feel? Are they achy or not? Do I have good energy? Boy, my legs feel heavy going up and down the steps. And in addition to that, when your magnesium pool gets low, you become insulin resistant, and meaning that your blood glucose starts to go up. And a lot of people don't realize, and I've seen this in athletes, and I've seen it in people that are just been living high-demand, stressful lives, is that their blood sugars start to go up. And once your blood sugar starts to go up, that starts to create a whole cascade of other problems, changes in your lipid, changes in immune function. And that can all be triggered by really not understanding this metabolic effect of stress on your body.
Wow. And, you know, there's things that we hear about with stress. Is there any tips, for example, herbal teas, meditation, massage, yoga, acupuncture, anything that you found that people should really migrate to that are dealing with stress?
Well, you know, to your point, you know, you said, hey, one thing for one individual, you know, traffic is stressful for one person and it's not for another. You know, there's some folks that, you know, they go and get acupuncture and they go, my gosh, it's like I've been on an oasis when I do that. Other people, it's going into the gym. The one thing that I tell people to do is don't kid yourself. You know, my latest book, Your Blood Never Lies, I talk about getting your cortisol levels measured and really understanding that stress isn't just, oh, I'm tough and I handle stress. If you're under the gun chronically, you really don't know if you're someone who's pushing high levels of cortisol. So there's a few nutrients that can be helpful. I really like plant sterols and sterolins. There's a product called Modicare that I've used for years. I really like that because it helps them kind of balance out immune function, you know, because as people get under stress, they get sick more frequently.
That makes sense. You mentioned, I think, garlic. You're a fan of garlic to reduce the effects of stress. Share why garlic has such a positive reaction.
Well, I mean, the big thing on aged garlic extract is that when people get under stress and they get insulin resistant, it starts to throw their lipid profile off. And, of course, this is one of the reasons why people end up, you know, plaquing their arteries. When you look at one of the biggest causes of progression of cardiometabolic risk, or basically cardiovascular disease, it is the flattening of your cortisol curve. So when your cortisol curve gets flat and you start to make more small particle LDLs and your endothelium, or the inner lining of your arteries, start to kind of take that burden on, and you start to, you know, those lipid particles are penetrating the inner lining of the artery, you have to protect against that. And one of my favorite, because, you know, literally, I mean, Dr. Budoff at UCLA did, you know, some really interesting studies with aged garlic extract, that it reduces oxidized LDL cholesterol. It reduces the bone demineralization that occurs under stress, because, you know, when you get under stress and you get, you know, you start to lose your magnesium and potassium, you know, literally it starts to cause bone loss. Well, that calcium goes to arteries. And so Budoff studies under imaging showed that when you took aged garlic extract, that the bone mineral density loss was halted, that there was actually a regression in the plaque, which I think is pretty, you know, important. And the third is that less cholesterol got oxidized. So when I think of aged garlic extract, I look at it, I hate to call it a panacea, but a lot of cultures have thought garlic's been pretty special for a long time.
Right. I know. I no longer stress about being attacked by vampires when I take garlic, so the stress of that alone is worth it.
Well, the nice thing about aged garlic is you don't smell. However, you know, your guys, you know, talking about breath, that's another reason to take aged garlic extract. You don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
Breath.
And it's great to, you know, be able to do that and get all those benefits. It's such great de-stressing information. I hope you learned something today from Dr. Laval on how to live a more stress-free life. I know I certainly did. And for more information about how to reduce stress and more about the aged garlic extract, go to jimlaval.com. That's jimlaval.com. And if you missed any of the great information that we've got here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealth.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman and like us on Facebook. Share these shows with your friends, because this is a great way to pass around really quality information. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay tuned and stay well.